Riverway Stories, essays about our waterways and our connection to them.
I'm Adam Burke, River Action, here to talk about the history of the Quad Cities, and today, St. Louis. I've been studying the lives of Dred and Harriet Scott, the slaves who fought a legal battle for freedom. After 11 years and 5 trials, in 1857, they ultimately lost, in the most overturned case in the history of the Supreme Court, Dred Scott versus John Sanford. Dred and Harriet married at Fort Snelling in what is now Minnesota, and lived in St. Louis for many years, where they filed their freedom suit. By comparing St. Louis, where slavery reigned, and the free soil territory of Wisconsin, where they were married by a justice of the peace, we can see why Dred and Harriet brought their case. St. Louis life made a stark contrast to life on free soil. Slavery was illegal in Davenport, and free blacks could own land or start a business. They could walk the streets without a permit. But in St. Louis, free blacks were required to carry a permit. Many did not, and the rule was difficult to enforce, but if you did not have a permit, you could be tossed in a slave stockade in the center of town. St. Louis had an auction every Sunday, the largest slave market in Missouri. Slave patrols walked the streets. It was illegal to advocate for abolitionism or publish abolitionist texts in Missouri. Thinking about these differences may have caused Dred and Harriet to file their suit. Now let's take a big picture look and reference another Quad City landmark. The Rock Island to Davenport Bridge of 1856 steered immigrant traffic north. Some even say tilted it towards Chicago, as tens of thousands of train passengers took the rail to Iowa, a free state by 1846. St. Louis didn't get a bridge until 1874. Would the history of slavery in the U.S. have been different if St. Louis had built the first bridge across the Mississippi? Fortunately, we'll never have to answer that question, thanks in part to Dred and Harriet Scott.
Riverway Stories is a collaboration between River Action and WVIK.